You're listening to SBS News.
In Tasmania's wilderness sits Australia's deepest lake, Lake St Clair. Thousands visit every year, but until now the underwater landscape has remained somewhat of a mystery. Hydrographic surveyor Augustin Duplante from CSIRO recently led a team that mapped the lake bed for the first time.
When I saw that the deepest lake in Australia had never been surveyed with a multi-beam, I was very surprised. But I guess if it was easy to do, it would have already been done.
The team used a multi-beam sonar to map the lake bed over 9 days.
Basically, it's just as if we emptied the lake of its water and were walking around and were mapping it out. So I think it's going to be quite fascinating.
Their work has revealed an underwater landscape that's never been seen before.
We can see the input of fresh water basically coming into the lake from the mountains, and it's carving through the lake floor. So we have these waterfalls basically coming down into the lake and then reaching the cliffs. It's pretty incredible to look at, and you can see the trees as well sometimes overhanging these areas. It's quite spectacular.
Michael Crogan has been running a lodge at the southern end of the lake for almost 20 years.
Personally, I would describe the lake as my church. It is the most peaceful place on this planet. And I may be biased, but so many other people are saying the same thing. Visually stunning, never the same 2 days in a row. The most phenomenal place to swim, because it's, as I said, it's the cleanest air and there's cleanest water in the world.
He keeps a special bottle of gin behind the bar that was lowered to the bottom of the lake a few years ago by a different team of researchers.
Just for giggles one night, I said to them, would you take a bottle of gin, put it on the bottom of the lake and take a photograph? And they're like, yeah, sure. So I'm like, okay, great. So they did.
It didn't go down to the deepest point, but it still surpassed 100 metres.
They did the best they could, but they brought the bottle back and it just sits behind the bar. It's now been depth tested. I think that was about 120 metres.
Augustin Duplante says the mapping shows the deepest point of Lake St Clair plunges to about 163 metres.
So it's about towards the south on the western side, just in the corner basically. We can almost see the glacier would have really grinded through that corner.
Closer to shore, a remotely operated vessel known as the Otter completed the mapping. It was piloted by autonomous systems research engineer Dr. Hui Sheng Lim.
We can go really shallow into regions like less than 2 meters, even less than a meter as well, as long as there's no hidden rocks or anything underneath the surface. So those are the areas where the big vessel won't be able to get to.
The Otter revealed areas close to shore with sharp drop-offs.
What we are trying to do, it's mapping the shallow region so you can actually see how the contour changes along the shoreline, and you'll see how quick the depth actually dropped from the shoreline all the way down to 50 meters. You can see a meter here, and then next moment you're in a 10 meter zone, and next moment you're already in 30 meter, 50 meters deep.
Otter can also operate autonomously following a precise pre-planned path.
One of the most useful features is we'll be able to autonomously finding those gaps and finding the best way to cover those missing gaps in our data sets.
The detailed data collected will be made public, providing an important resource that's hoped will fuel further study of Lake St Clair, including what might be found in the depths.
No wind monsters yet. We'll have to send a camera down to make sure, the deepest point, make sure nothing's lurking there.
Karen Thomas, SBS News.